This year's inauguration has proven to be a headache for organisers who were left scrambling to fill vacant spots. Many performers refused to participate in the event as a public protest against the administration of President-elect Donald Trump. Penny Timms reports.
Presidential inaugurations of years gone by have read like a who's who of music's elite. President Obama had Elton John, U2, Beyoncé and Aretha Franklin, to name a few. George W. Bush had Ricky Martin. Bill Clinton had the elusive Bob Dylan. And those attending the inauguration of John F. Kennedy swayed to Frank Sinatra. I did it my way. But filling the bill for President-elect Trump's inauguration has proven to be a bit more difficult. Countless celebrities have openly refused to perform, with many citing political reasons. Others at first agreed, but later pulled out due to the backlash from their fans. Dr. Adam Baer is a lecturer in contemporary and pop music with the University of Newcastle in the UK.
There is a history of factiousness or tension between politicians trying to sort of use music to gee up an audience and musicians sometimes backing away from that. But this seemingly sort of wholesale turn away from this particular inauguration is fairly unprecedented.
Things got particularly bad when even a Bruce Springsteen cover act, the B Street Band, pulled out. They did so out of respect for the boss, who is a Hillary Clinton supporter and a vocal opponent of Donald Trump. John Barron is the host of the ABC's Planet America and a research associate at the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney.
It's been fascinating to see so many celebrities decline to be involved, and that the national anthem is going to be sung, perhaps appropriately, by the runner-up in the America's Got Talent reality TV show rather than the winner. As some people say, that is ironic because, of course, Donald Trump won 2 and a bit million fewer votes than Hillary Clinton, but still managed to eke out a victory. He's painting himself as an outsider. One or two country and western singers will do him fine.
But that's not the view taken by late-night comics in the US. They're thrilled by the Trump camp's difficulty to fill slots. Perhaps most delighted by it all has been Saturday Night Live's Donald Trump impersonator, Alec Baldwin.
And we have got some of the biggest performers in the world lined up. Hold on to your tits and bits, because we have got three doors down.
Other acts that were secured include country artists Lee Greenwood and Toby Keith.
I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now.
But Dr. Adam Baer says the genre is fitting for Donald Trump and a large proportion of his supporter base.
Because that tends to be more right-leaning than pop, it's also noticeable that it's very white. Again, unsurprising given Trump's pronouncements to date.
Music has long been an important part of presidential inaugurations, with the trend starting with George Washington. In those days, songs of patriotism featured heavily. But the role of music in US politics has changed in recent decades.
It's kind of a cultural marker. You know, if things like the State of the Union address sort of policy markers, and you know, this is where we are economically and this is where we are socially, these sorts of events are kind of taking the cultural temperature of the nation. The kind of struggle to fill the bill with top-line artists speaks to a gap between authority and power in the nation and a large swathe of the cultural mainstream.
And John Barron believes it will be important to see if that gap shrinks or grows when Donald Trump is seated in the Oval Office.
Donald Trump has the approval of around 40% of Americans heading into his administration. That is the lowest level of any incoming president since these sorts of polls began. Barack Obama had approval well above 60%. He's back there now, interestingly, putting Barack Obama up with Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton as one of the most popular outgoing presidents of the modern era. Donald Trump, on the other hand, historically unpopular, and yet it was his popularity that was the only reason he got here in the first place. He hasn't got the support of his fellow Republicans. And if he continues to lose the support of ordinary American voters, at what point do we see the party disowning him and potentially causing real problems for his presidency and his ability to get anything done?
Inauguration events have already begun, with the official swearing-in happening early tomorrow morning Australian time.
Penny Timms.